This is the Shetler Show.
I feel really good now.
Three.
Keep drinking that honey juice.
Blast off.
Whatever you do, you have one thing that's unique. You have the ability to make art. And when things get tough, this is what you should do.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. I hope to get it. I'm sick of explaining history. I'm rolling with a circle of winners. We claiming victories. Yeah, come on. This about to be the realest shit you ever heard.
We're in a transitional world right
now. Yeah, it's just basically going for it. And sometimes, you know, you think about getting hurt or slamming, but, you know, it happens. It's skateboarding. You know, it happens every day.
Yep. People are worried about skateboarding and the state of the industry. Yeah. The truth is, we are the industry. Yeah. Skateboarders are the industry.
Experience, I guess, just because there's, like, I've never seen, like, that many skaters in one place. Just, like, it's like we take over the street.
Hey, Charlie, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Hell yeah, where are you at right now?
I'm down in New London at the Hype Skate Shop.
Yeah, what's going on in the background? Someone skating?
Yeah, skating the ramp downstairs.
What do you got down there?
Like a 3-foot mini.
What the fuck is it? It's a full mini?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, who built
that? It's cool, I mean, we got like a tight spot to put it in, but, you know,
yeah,
do what we can.
That's alright, as long as you got, like, you know, coping on each side and there's walls, you're alright, you know?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
When did you add that?
What's that?
When did you add that to the shop?
I think in August.
Oh, hell yeah. Sick.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Did you know
That's
someone...
Like a huge source of entertainment for everybody, man. Definitely.
Did you know someone who built it?
Me and my dad and the homies put it up.
No shit. You can build?
I do a little bit, you know what I mean? My dad helps me out a lot. He's like, he's really good with that stuff.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, well, man.
That's sick. I'm hyped. Has the mini seen a lot of miles so far?
Oh, a ton, man. We just resurfaced it. Skating way good. last week we had like a skate party every night, you know? It was tight.
That's rad, man.
Yeah, it makes it so like the snow. I don't really get bothered by the snow, you know, because we got somewhere to skate.
Yeah, that's awesome. It'll definitely hold you over for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so today we got Charlie King, I guess founder of, not I guess, you are the founder of Hive Skate Shop in New London, Connecticut, correct?
Correct.
Hell yeah, man. Right off the bat, we're coming out. What made you want to start a skateboard shop coming out of a recession? Almost in the recession, I guess it would be.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, dude, skateboarding's like a lifestyle thing to me, you know? And I hate working for a boss, and, you know, like, we had our, like, scene with our homies and stuff, and me and my buddy were, like, trying to do one of those, like, you know, board brand types of things, and it was, like, a tough thing to get off the ground, so, like, we got an opportunity with this little shop that was down the road. They didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't working out for them, and, like, I had a little bit of money set aside, so we just went in and took over pretty much, and, I mean, we started from a spot that was, like, I mean, it was, like, the size of my bedroom. I think my bedroom now is bigger than my old skate shop, so, like, we definitely started in, like, a little nook and stuff and just, like, took off from there. It was really cool.
All right, to go back a little further, have you had other jobs before skate shop?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I dealt cards at the casino, I bussed tables, I did bar backing, paved asphalt, did roofing, construction, so, like, I've got a ton of experience in a lot of other fields, but, I mean, that kind of stuff, like, pays the bills, but, you know, like, what's the use of the money if you're not doing something that you enjoy, you know?
Yeah, I fucking totally agree, man. Alright, how old are you, Charlie?
I'm 26.
Damn, 26, and you've done all those other jobs? You've worked at them?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn, when did you start working? How old were you when you got your first job?
I think I was 15, and I used to wash dishes at, like, this little bake shop that was on the other side of town during the summer, and, I mean, it was cool. I never actually got paid, so, like, it was whatever. Like, I worked for them until they, like, went under. And, like, I never actually got a real paycheck from them, so, like, whatever. And, I, like, washed dishes, like, 16 and 17 at, like, this golf course and stuff. And started dealing cards when I was 18. That didn't last too long, though.
Yeah, what was the dealing cards? Where were you at? What casino?
I was at Mohegan.
Oh, no shit. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It was tight, but they had me dealing Pygau tiles, and that was, like, whack, you know?
What is it? I don't know.
It's like Asian blackjack, kind of, I guess. Like, it's weird. It's confusing. I don't think I even remember how to play it now. You know?
So that's probably why you didn't work there anymore, either.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I was easy prey for them in the Asian pits, absolutely.
Were they really strict about that? Is there cash? I'm guessing it's at a casino, so there's cash involved in everything. Oh, yeah. Did they have a full background check and, like, have to, like, verse you and everything?
Yeah, they did a lot of that, you know. And you gotta, like, secure your gaming license and, like, maintain that and whatnot, like...
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. It wasn't like something I wanted to do as an 18-year-old, so, you know.
Do both your parents support what you're doing right now with having a skate shop?
Yeah, absolutely, man. They're super supportive. Like I said, my dad's always helping out with stuff at the shop. And, I mean, we've never really brought professionals in to do anything at the store. We've done everything, like, with the homies and my pops and, like, stuff like that, and it's really fun to do it like that, you know. I don't like to bring, like, outsiders in like that and just, like, do everything, like, you know, core and just with the people I care about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you do it that way, if you start a business and you get a skate shop and you build all the stuff in the skate shop, it's something you created, like, literally you and your friends created. It's not like you just bought it. It's like you created, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. It feels way better, you know? You build the house, you know, and then you get to live in it.
Yeah, it's very authentic. That's a perfect word to describe it.
Yeah, absolutely. I dig that.
So how long has the shop been open?
2 years in March. March 14th will be our two-year mark.
Damn, congrats. 2 years is a good run so far, man.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
That's solid. I feel like I never started a skate shop, but I imagine that first 6 months to a year are probably pretty shaky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like, if I was somebody that didn't care so much about skateboarding, I could have seen a lot of doubt, you know, as far as, like, looking at the financial side of things.
Yeah.
But, like, as, like I said before, man, it's a lifestyle thing to me, so, like... You know, it's all about quality of life, you know? So, yeah. Like, skate shop brings that to me, so, like, I'm going to stick to it, like, forever, you know what I mean?
It's worth investing in and building and working at and continuing to grow. Because running a skate shop is, like, I imagine it's, like, a huge responsibility because, you know, you get people that come and you get to meet all the skaters and you get to hear about their lives and you get to become friends with them. And it's, like, you probably already knew them because you skate personally, you know? So... Just knowing you have a community of people that, like, are hyped on what you're doing, you know what I mean? Like, that is, like, a lot of responsibility, I feel.
Yeah, definitely is, you know. But, I mean, everybody's so supportive around here, and, like, all the homies are, like, I mean, we're such a tight-knit, like, group of people. So, I mean, it makes it great because, like, I mean, when I'm struggling with things, like, they're, like, right there for me. And when they're going through shit, you know, I'm right there for them. So, it's like a really good reciprocity system with everybody around here, and like
that's
keeps everybody like so close, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's how it should be for sure. I remember finding out about my first skate shop, Solstice Skate Shop in New Bedford, Mass, and just going to the skate shop, and then they just opened up a whole fucking world to me of like amazingness. Like I didn't even know there was so many different types of skateboards, and like I didn't know about pros or videos or magazines, and I just remember going in and these dudes being so cool to me, and we were so different in like our walks of life, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And they just shared this like creation that they've been feeding and working at and building, and everyone in their community, and like I couldn't believe they were so accepting, and that like changed my life fully, like beyond I could ever imagine, man. So I want to kind of ask about diversity. Like, how do you feel about, like, do you sell a lot of diverse stuff in the shop for a little bit of everyone? And I ask this too because you come to the park with a girl who skates, which is pretty sick. I love seeing girls who skate.
I love when anyone skates,
so I think diversity is huge. Like, how do you feel about it in skating and what you're doing with your shop?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I look at it in a couple different ways. Like, Tisha rips. She's, like, gnarly as hell. And, like, I love to have, like, different, like, groups of skateboarders in, like, we're like, you know, we try to like keep the, you know, anti-hero like hash homies like satisfied, but we also have like you know, people that are like into the streetwear type thing that, you know, we like to cater to as well and stuff like that. But I mean, that's on one side of the coin, but on the other side of the coin, I don't do like snow or like scooter or anything like that. Like, we're just all core skate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when it comes to like the different walks of life and skateboarding, like I'm always into like getting like, you know, everybody involved. Like, I've got a lot of homies that are like, they're so different, and they're people that wouldn't hang out together, like, if they didn't have that, like, commonality that's skateboarding.
Yeah.
And that's, like, really interesting to see, you know, and it's a real cool thing to be involved with, you know?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. I think that's, like, an important approach when it comes to skateboarding and building skateboarding, especially for the future, you know? Like, I feel like you're building the future in that area, you know, with your skate shop, and you're building the future kids coming up and teaching them about skating, and, like, I run a brand, and I'm gonna invest in skateboarding for as long as humanly possible, you know? So I feel like I'm in a leader position, and I gotta, like, look at skateboarding a certain way. So I look at it as, like, it's for everybody, because skateboarding is such a beautiful fucking thing. Like, it brings me so much joy, and I know you do too, because you wouldn't open a skate shop if it didn't. And to, like, try to cool guy that and not share that with anybody who's interested in skateboarding is, like, such a crazy concept to me. Like,
Right, oh, yeah.
And it also, not just because the beautiful side is, like, you get to meet all different people, and you get to be well-rounded, and, like, skateboarding on a whole gets to be well-rounded, and we get all different styles and, like, personalities. Like, but in a business sense, too, it's, like, anybody who walks in off the street comes into that shop, and it's, like, they're interested in skateboarding. So it's, like, that's already a win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, anything you can do to kind of, like, shine that light to people, you know, like, cause I love it so much that I just want other people to, like, feel that feeling with me, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm always trying to, like, persuade people to, like, you know, get more into it, you know, pursue it, you know. I always say that this thing to people, I'm always like, skateboarding is what you put into it, you know, you get out what you put in.
Yeah.
You know, so like when I'm seeing kids that are kind of fading out and stuff like that, I'm like, man, you gotta get back in, you gotta try harder, you know, you gotta, like, you know, keep it flowing, you know, like.
Yeah, a lot of the thing with skateboarding is that it's not easy, you know.
Right, oh yeah.
When something's not easy, it's like, you gotta really, really work at it and really stay with it, and you gotta dedicate blood, sweat, tears, like, everything to it, because it's the way it's gonna grow, you know? And, I like that it's not easy, cause it makes you grow as a person, you know? You have to gain characteristics to get better, like, something scares you, you gotta conquer that fear. If you're getting older and you're skating, you gotta learn how to stretch. You know what I mean? As simple as that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you're young and you're stubborn and you're out there skating and the fucking board's hitting your shin all day long and you did that trick first try last time, but this time it's not working, you gotta learn patience and, you know, you gotta learn some restraint sometimes when you're injured. Like, skateboarding teaches you so much in the growth area. It's fucking, I don't know where I'm going, that's a bit of a tangent, but I think it's a beautiful.
No, I dig it completely, man. It teaches you a ton of things, man. Determination, motivation, you know, and then you get that payoff at the end when you get your trick right. And
yeah.
And
what's beautiful.
You're always giving some props.
And what's beautiful too, and what's beautiful about skateboarding too, is that unlike scootering, I'm gonna use scooter example, because scootering, it gets to the point where kids have to do like backflips and like 540 whips and did it all this stuff. And it's like skateboarding will humble you forever. You can't even master it on flat ground. It's not even possible.
Right.
People have come close, but no one's done it. Like, you can't master it. I take any the best skateboarders in the world, and they're bound to fall on a kickflip one day or whatever. They're not good at certain things, and they're better at other things. Like, there's no way to master it. Whereas scootering, it's like kids can already ollie just by doing a bunny hop, a little jump. You know? Whereas in skateboarding,
like, first day out.
Like, how long did it take you to learn an ollie?
Oh, man. I remember when I got my first board, it was a Christmas present from my pops. It was, like, an old Walmart board. And I rode that thing around for, like, a year before I knew that you could, like, pop it up and do tricks and stuff. And, like, I met some of the older homies from the neighborhood, and they, like, taught me how to ollie. And it took, like, a month for me to learn how to ollie properly, you know what I mean, of, like, doing it every day and, like, it's not easy, you know? Like, it takes determination, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, changing the subject a little bit. I want to get back to the shop, I want to get into, like, opening the shop. How did that go? Like, how'd you save the money? Like, exactly.
Like I said before, I mean, we kind of got, like, blessed with that opportunity to take over, like, a bunk store that, like, really wasn't doing well on it, like, on its own.
Do you remember the, what was the name of the skate shop before?
It was called Native Boards.
Okay.
And they really didn't deal with accounts or, like, have, like, products from, like, reputable skate brands. It was weird, the operation that they had. So it was really easy to do better than what they were doing, you know? Yeah. So it gave us a little bit of, like, you know, an opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, I had a little bit of money set aside from, you know, working so much. I was working a couple jobs at the time, and, you know, I was putting away money. And when we got that opportunity, I was just like, shit, just took whatever money I had and dumped it into it, you know, and took off from there, you know. It was really cool to be involved with, because, like, at the time, I had no idea that they were going to, you know, offer us an option to buy them out, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of, like, woke up one day and didn't know, like, that we were going to, you know, hit the gas on that operation. And then by the end of the day, I was like, all right, we're throwing everything into this, and we're gonna definitely hit the pedal, you know?
Hell yeah.
It was really cool.
So they came to you, or did you approach them?
Yeah, they came to us. We had known them through the little, like, branding thing that we were doing at the time. And they just, like, had enough running the business. So they gave us the opportunity to just, like, take over the lease and buy out what little inventory they had and, like, of actual reputable skateboarding products.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, I don't know, I just, like, called everybody I could to try to, like, get the store stocked with stuff and, you know, paint it up and get everything, like, looking pretty so we get open for business, you know?
Yeah, I actually came to the shop when you were first opening, man, and you did a great job. I know you had, at that time, you had half of it with a curtain up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was such a big space, so you kind of, like, pressed it in half so you could fill out the shop, and you walked in and it was like you could tell that you put some hard work into it.
Yeah, definitely, man. That was still like with all the stuff that we had from the old store too, because like I said before, we were like a couple blocks away on Green Street in like a real tiny little place.
Yeah.
So like what we had at the time filled up that tiny little place, but when we came over to this place, like, I didn't even have enough product to fill up, like, a quarter of the square footage in the showroom, so we were, like, I don't know, it was, like, we just, like, scrambled to try to do whatever we could, you know, to, like, you know, flesh it out a little bit more, and I think we did well as far as that, you know, so far.
No, you did. You guys did an excellent job, and you've taken it even further. I wanted to talk to you about who your first accounts were and how did you get that and how do you get connections like from, because you're from New London, Connecticut, and there's a bunch of skate parks in Connecticut, but I don't know how many shops are there.
I don't think there's too many. There's a few. There's Theory and 860.
Yeah.
Ideal that's down in Norwich. And there's one on the other side of the state. It always slips my mind. But Theory, those homies are, like, really rad. They do rad shit. And, you know, we got the other spot down the road that's cool and stuff like that. But, yeah, there's not, like, a real, like, main line as far as, like, Connecticut. Like, there's nothing that, like, knits everybody together and stuff. And New London is, like, kind of an obscure location. But, I mean, Deluxe was the first account that we got, you know?
Damn, that's it.
Hell, yeah.
Charlie. I just got an email from Jim Thebo today, and he's a listener, and he liked the Zared episode. He wrote, sick episode. So Jim Thebo from Deluxe listens to the podcast.
That's rad, man. Yeah, dude. They're also rad over there at Deluxe, man. Brad, who's the rep that I deal with, Brad Hendel.
Hell yeah.
He's really cool, and when I saw them at Agenda like a month ago, I got the opportunity to meet the Gons, which was awesome. Like, he was super rad, you know, and Tommy Guerrero was over there and stuff, and he was really cool. And I mean, having those opportunities through them, super rad, you know, they're hella supportive. And we always do those shop collab shirts with Spitfire and stuff. Like, they're super cool, and like dealing with them, like, they're like my favorite. They like carry like a lot of my favorite products, and they're just like, they're super homie and like supportive and stuff. So it's like a no brainer with them, you know?
Yeah. They were my first too. My first sponsor. Like, I got to go out to SF and I got to go to Deluxe, and they sponsored me with Thunder, and they were giving me Spitfire stuff at the time too. And it was so sick, man. I got to go out there and skate with, which one were all little, you know? It was like me, Leo Romero, Chris Tremblay, Ernie Torres. There were so many dudes that time. Bobby Wars. And we all did skate SF, and like, it was sick, man. That, those dudes, you know what it is? Is they're legit skateboarders, you know?
Yeah, for real.
That's like what you get when skateboarders do it, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Skateboarders supporting skateboarding, man. That's why I love them and what they do, and hell yeah, I co-sign the fuck out of what they do, man. They're great.
That's rad.
Hell yeah.
They were the first one to come over. That's pretty rad. What do you stock the shop out with now? Do you have shoes in the shop?
Yeah, we do some business with like Supra and DC, the Soul Tech guys with like America and Etnies. We do some Vox stuff. I'm trying to work everything out with Converse in the next couple months. That'd be rad.
Sick.
You know, trying to keep everything flowing. You know, the shoe business is the tough end. You know.
Yeah, it's a hard one for sure. Definitely, it's more.
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want to like support skater owned, you know, shoe companies, and there's like big brand shoe companies that make it hard for those, you know, the little dudes to exist, and hard to make sales with those guys. So it's like a slippery surface, you know?
Yeah, I absolutely feel you, man. It's competitive right now for sure. But you said that you were, I had Zared on the podcast, and he actually skates for cons too. They support him, which is pretty rad. I'm stoked on the fact that Zared gets that support and gets to do cool stuff, and that's rad. And I like that there are skate brands. I know that's the whole hot topic is like skate shoes and people with Nike and all these big brands, but there are skate brands that are doing well and making stuff happen. Like S is doing stuff. Mentioned Vox. I'm gonna miss some Decline, which is doing stuff. Etnies. Soul Tech, you know. So there are skate brands too, you know?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. And like I said, man, I'm always trying to, you know, do what I can to like be as supportive as possible to like the, you know, people that are like minded, you know, skateboarders, you know.
Have you I feel like I've seen on your Instagram, did you go to some trade shows and recently?
Yeah, Agenda.
Oh, you did? Whereabouts? Which one?
We went to the NYC one.
Oh, sick. Yeah, that one's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's super cool, man. It was rad. Got to see a lot of people. BA was over there. It was cool to see him and Ellington, and got to meet Austin Gillette and stuff. He was really rad.
Damn,
so it was cool, man. There's like a lot of homies in the house, and you know, I was just pumped. Like I love those like events, like I see some stuff, which is really cool. And but I mean, just getting to meet people and like feeling the vibe and stuff, that's like, it's really cool, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was alluding to, was like, that seems like a cool place to go to try to meet people in the industry, especially if you're a startup skate shop and you're looking to connect with brands and owners. That's like a cool way to go meet people and just kind of network and talk about what you're doing, because I feel like when you're starting a skate shop, you probably need the support of skateboarding brands and skateboarders in general, and like, it's not an easy thing, so, and people start these up all the time, and sometimes they're not skateboarders, so it's like, I think that going to a trade show or like a contest is like a cool way to network and meet people and just get connects for brands for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I was hyped that you guys entered the New England Air. What did you think about the New England Air, man?
Oh, man, that was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome, dude. I had a great time. All the people that ride for the shop were blown away by the whole like experience. And I mean, you guys totally killed it, dude. Well planned, just well executed. Like, it was a great time, man. I had an awesome time.
Thank you, man. Yeah. That means a lot, because it was for the skate shops. That's why I started the idea and put in the work with help. I had a lot of help from other people, you know. But the reason why I came up with the idea was because I was like, this is for the skate shop. I see all these kids come to the skate park, Skater's Edge, and they're coming from Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, you name it. You know what I mean? Philly, and I'm seeing these talented people, and I'm like, they all ride skate shops and whatnot. I'm like, let's just do it. Let's get all the skate shops together under all the kids, you know, three riders from each shop, battle it out. And I was amazed that we got 24 shops to enter. just like...
Yeah, man, that was cool, man. It was killer, dude. And everybody was throwing down, too, man.
Yeah.
The people from Persona just, like, ripped, dude. They killed it. Solstice killed it, you know? Like, everybody killed it, man. It was great.
Yeah,
it's... Tons of energy, man. It was unreal. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking to me, but the only thing that kept me going to do this contest was that I seen so many talented people. Like, so a lot of these kids don't even have names in skateboarding yet, you know what I mean? But there was so many talented kids, I was like, I know that if I reach out to the shops, they will have enough talented people that they can all compete and have a good time and, like, shred and have different styles. And that's the cool thing about Skater's Edge that I really like is that there's everything. There's flat ledges, there's banks, there's quarter pipes, all different sizes, every which way. So you can, when you do the New England Anime, it's like, it doesn't matter your style of skating. You can come to this park and you can shred, whether you're a tranny dude, a street dude, ledge dude, and everyone's appreciative. And I just knew it would be great, you know? It was just like, it was kind of one of those moments where it's like, if you build it, they will come. And it was like...
Yeah, man, yeah, dreams type shit, yeah, man, I like it.
We're working on it next year as well, because next year I want to have an after party and make it 2 days, because I'd like to reach out to shops in New York and Philly and, like, further beyond... Like, even more, so we can have more shops come, because I think it'd be amazing. And Taunton's good. They got the hotels, and we're set up good to have this grow into something bigger. So that's what's going on for next year.
That's sick, man. Yeah, I'm stoked for that.
All right, I want to kind of get into what are some of the pitfalls? What have you come across in having the skate shop? What have been some difficulties, things you've had to overcome, like stuff that I might not think of, or when you're starting a skate shop?
Man, there's a ton of pitfalls, definitely. Some of the more memorable ones, I guess. I mean, the winners obviously are like they're killer up here, you know. So like learning to stack your acorns in the summer is like a really good skill to like really refine and make sure you do. You know, that's a more obvious one. One thing that like over the course of having this skate shop in particular, I've learned to pick and choose the people that you sign leases with in particular. Like I had to deal with like, you know, subpar landlord for the first like year that we had the shop, and it was rough, you know, like having to do that, like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, there's like a ton of things wrong with the old shop. We had like leaky roof, you know, so we had to move merchandise away from like leaks and like shovel snow off the roof, yeah, every time it snowed and stuff like that. And I mean, that was like a rough situation, you know, but whatever, you know, I'm not dealing with him anymore. So
I mean, that's part of the growing process, is like, no one goes into something, no one goes into a new venture going, I know exactly how to do this, unless they've done it before, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, it's all a learning process.
It's the same with like a kickflip. You can't never have tried to learn a kickflip and just step on a board and go, I can kickflip. It's like, no,
yeah, yeah.
You're going to get humbled, you're going to have some pitfalls, you're going to have to figure it out, you might roll your ankle, you get back up, you learn how to flick your ankle, kickflip, you get better and better at it.
Right, absolutely, man, absolutely. One of the things that I've been trying to, you know, tinker with a little bit more is how we, like, get away with skating the spots that are around the shop, you know, because there's like a few like gnarly spots around the shop that I'd love to skate more, and we're just constantly getting like kicked out of everyone, like cycling around, you know how you'll do and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I'm just trying to work with the town to like, you know, just get a better in with them, and like just like let them accept it a little bit more until we can like break ground as far as like building a park around here, you know. That's really a necessary thing.
It would be an outdoor park?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've been doing like some speeches for like the city council, and we got some support from the mayor's office and, you know, all the council members and stuff, and like they want to see what we want to do as far as like, you know, the whole program for, you know, all the ins and outs of the park, but they're like supportive and, you know, they want to give us the opportunity to build one. But until then, you know, we're still going to get chased around and got to figure out a different format to make sure that we don't actually catch tickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tickets are shitty. I feel like New London, I don't really know much about it, but it looks like it's like a nice city. Like I don't know. How would you describe New London?
I mean, I love New London. New London's like a really cool, vibrant area full of young people. You know, there's a like a heavy art influence in the area. But there's also, like, you know, there's, like, a lot of what I would refer to as, like, old money in the area. Yep. So, like, it's hard to navigate around them because they're really the ones that call the shots as far as, like, how the downtown area works. So, like, there's like a no skate, like a no skateboarding policy in the downtown area. Yep. That's really something that's, you know, it's like an out-of-date type of, like, policy. So, like, slowly as, like, new police officers come in and new people take over spots, they just start to not care, you know, which they shouldn't really care too much.
Yeah.
You know, but it's something that, like, you know, time has to phase out, you know. It's a really, like, cool, vibrant community, like I said. And it's fun to be in, and the summers are off the hook. It's really fun. There's, like, a lot of young people, but, you know, you do have to work with that, you know, ebb from the older, you know, community that they don't want to, like, have their dogs bark when you're skating down the street and, like, whatever, you know, whatever it may be, you know.
Fuck your dog. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I've had to say that to people before, like, hey, man, your dog's just grumpy, you know, like, for real.
I think Elwood heard me say that. Chill, I was just kidding. I know exactly what you're talking about. Back when I first came to New Bedford, it was a lot more rougher than it is now. A lot of crime, a lot of issues. It's getting a lot better. Patty's Hot Dogs opened up. That was by skateboarders. All the police and the people around the city started realizing that people are investing in their community and building the downtown area and bringing, like, a fresh perspective. And once they realized it was a lot of skateboarders opening up shops, they were so much cooler, more tolerant, and understanding of skateboards. Whereas before, it was more like these are just assholes in the way. And I'm sure I wasn't. I was a little disgruntled kid, and I was standing in the way of cars and probably yelling because I was mad. But when people got to pave the way and do that. And that's amazing that New London's got that vibe.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's definitely the tide is changing around here, you know. The city council, like I said, they're loving what we're doing as far as, like, bringing business into the area and bringing people into the area, and they see how, you know, busy the shop can be, and they're starting to be a lot more accepting of, like, the skateboarding and the presence of skateboarders in the area, you know, and I'm really happy about that, you know. I grew up a couple of towns away, and, like, I used to catch tickets all the time for skateboarding as a kid, you know, and, like,
dude, that seems
and it was rough. It was the same kind of thing, you know, they come down, they search you, they push you around, they, you know, throw you in the back of a cop car and whatever, you know, like, as a young kid, you know, it's not the most fun thing to deal with, so, yeah. Like, it's cool to see, like, young kids that were, like, the age that I was when I was getting chased around by the cops, and they're dealing with it less and less.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool to see, you know. Like, I had to deal with it as a kid, but I'd hope that, like, the younger generations will just not have to deal with it, you know?
Yeah. You know what I always tell young people? Because I was a young person at one time, and I was real hard-headed, and I'd argue with cops and all this shit. All I say is, as long as they don't touch you and they just start being rude to you, if they come out the gates hot and crazy or whatever, as long as they don't touch you and, like, do anything past that line, just give them the illusion of power. Like, why do you become a cop? Who wants to carry a gun all day and have to enforce laws? You know what I mean? So,
right.
Who wants power? They do. So, just give them the illusion. Just be like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I just made a mistake. Like, you know, just have fun, enjoy the fun, whatever, you know? And most people, it's very selfish, you know?
Right, yeah, there's...
When I'm greeted with hostility, I give them honey first. And then if that doesn't work, then the hostility.
yeah, right. Yeah, you attract more flies with honey or whatever, I think that thing goes.
I don't want flies, bees.
Yeah, bees. Yeah, you're right.
to get flies, you have to take a shit somewhere. And then
Right. I don't try to, like, egg on the cops. I just think that's, like, you know, it's contrary to what you're trying to get done, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're totally right. They want to feel powerful, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, they're really not if you're not breaking the law, so...
Yeah, you have the same rights as them.
Yeah. In a way, it's, you know, kind of pathetic to, like, have to run around chasing around skateboarders when you and I both know goddamn well they have better things to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they're not sitting that fat and happy, you know? They've got bullshit to deal with just like everybody else, I guess. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like, it's one of those things, you know, and I think the more that people open shops downtown and they're young and passionate people and they have direction and they're stoked on life and they're doing cool stuff and like, especially, I guess this is what I wanted to ask about. If you approach the city, the town hall or city hall and what are you going to tell them the benefits are for you personally with having a skate park, but also for New London in general?
I mean, some of the more obvious benefits are just like, you know, having like, well, some of the bargaining chips that I would say that are obvious benefits for the town are like having, you know, a safe environment for people to, you know, practice their skateboarding skills, a place where, you know, a young kid could be, you know, supervised by their parent in skate, and their parent would know that they're not in traffic and they're not bothering, you know, a business owner or vandalizing property or whatever.
Or just harassed by a police officer.
Say it one more time.
All of that, or just they just know their kid is being harassed by a police officer.
Right, yeah, absolutely, you know.
A kid doing something it loves and enjoy, it might be a newfound passion for them. So the kid has a safe place to go do that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. In that controlled environment where, like, You can go down there as a skateboarder and you can like, you know, you can grow as a skateboarder, and it's a place that, you know, everybody's like-minded. You go there to skate, you know, and you meet friends and it's a positive atmosphere and, you know, it keeps kids out of trouble. And I mean, there's a thousand benefits for a skate park, and, you know, I think New London definitely needs one. You know, it's a great thing for the community, and, you know, it's a completely positive thing, you know. It brings people into the area, and it's, you know, it knits together, you know, people that are, like we said before, you know, so diverse and so many different groups of people, you know, and it brings people together under, like a positive, you know, common goal, you know, to become a better skateboarder and, you know, nurture your skateboarding skills, you know, so.
Yeah, and it's like you have people from all walks of life coming in together into a certain place, and no one wants confrontation, or everyone wants to have fun and skate for the most part, you know?
So yeah.
It's absolutely. Just like a basketball court, a football field, you name it, you know what I mean, a concert hall, like, it's a really good thing to have, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's completely necessary for any community. You know?
Yeah, so what would be the immediate benefits for your skate shop?
I mean,
how would you utilize having a skate
shop? Oh, I'd be, like, throwing little events down there, definitely, you know. Like, we usually go down to Groton and throw those events. You were nice enough to show up with all the homies for the last one. That was,
dude,
like, super
you did
super
such a
fun.
Good job. That one was so sick.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That was hella fun, man. And I'd love to do those, like, in New London and, you know, bring a lot of people to the area. And, you know, that would be great, you know, to you know, it brings people down into the area to, you know, check out the shop and to skate. And, I mean, as far as, like, the ramp goes, that's, like, that's one of those, like, case study type of things, like, like, we have the ramp, and it's been so shitty out, you know, the weather's been so terrible, and we'll have people from all over the place coming down to, like, session the ramp, and, I mean, I imagine the skate park would, like, play the same role. It would be bringing people from, like, all types of areas down into New London, and, you know, New London's a fun place to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's beneficial to the town, it's beneficial to my shop, absolutely, and, I mean, as far as, like, all the homies and the skate scene down here, you know, like, absolutely, getting that common goal, man.
That kind of leads perfectly into my next question: is who were the people on your team from the New England AM, and you know, who are the dudes that you think are killing it and are doing a lot with skating? Your young bucks.
Kevin Phelps, he killed it. Steve Brayman, he really put his all into it. Jesse Hickey, he was ripping.
Hell yeah.
Denzel Moffitt and Mark Cintrone are the other two kids that are on the shop team, and they're all super motivated kids and are like lifetime skaters and really into the lifestyle and stuff, and they're killing it, you know. And you know, I really enjoyed being able to like be involved with the New England AM. You get exposed to so many people. Like Eric Martinak was just destroying that day, and okay. You know, Steve Candazone was ripping. Those guys are, you know, total killers, you know. Billy was slaying, man. Like,
yeah, Billy Drown, baby.
Yeah, man, that kid has style for days, dude, for real.
He's out in California right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. we did our trip, AIN Cali Trippin'. We went to San Diego for 2 weeks. I brought Billy out there for his first time, and I think he enjoyed it so much. He came home for a little bit, and then he just went back. He's out there till April. He's just skating and skate. He's living the skate rat life in California.
That's sick, man. That's rad, dude. Yeah, I watched a few of those episodes. Those are rad, man.
Yeah,
living the dream, brother.
Thank you, thank you. It was rad.
That's so sick.
It's awesome because the first episode went up on the Ride Channel last Friday, and they're gonna put up all six on Tony Hawk's YouTube channel, the Ride Channel. And the second one, they're gonna come out every Friday, which is pretty.
No cool. Shit, that's rad, dude.
Yeah, six episodes, and I think that's a trip, man.
Yeah, dude, that's rad, man. That's so sick.
Do you guys ever plan on doing a shop video?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're in the works with that. You know, everybody's stacking clips now, and yeah, trying to make it happen. You know, Kev's always filming for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So like, we're doing everything we can to like get a camera behind him as much as possible, and like all the other homies got a bunch of clips that they're stacking, and I hope we'll be able to put something out this summer.
That's rad, man. That's
something cool, man. You know, they're all ripping it and putting their all into it, and I'm super proud of every one of them. You know.
Yeah, when you get that together, let me know. I'll kick in a guest trick for sure.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. I appreciate that. That's rad.
Does Kevin have sponsors right now?
Oh yeah, definitely. Kevin's on I don't want to misquote, but he's on Glassy, Thunder, Santa Cruz, DC, Mob Grip. What are some other? I don't know if he's still getting flowed from Altamont anymore. But I mean, he's got his people behind him, you know.
Were any of these sponsors from the shop, or are these like self-made, like he found?
Those were all self-made sponsors. He's had those, he's been riding with those guys for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, he's been super rad. He was actually he was the person who got us in touch with DC and Soul Tech originally.
Oh, sick.
So he kind of bridged the gap for us in that way, and it was really rad of him to do it. You know?
Hell yeah, Kevin's a good ambassador.
Yeah, dude. He's the man, man, definitely.
He's really good at skating, too. I've seen his footage and his video parts and his photos, and Kevin Phelps fucking shreds, for sure.
Yeah, dude, style for days. He's got it.
I guess I was only asking that because the way I got my first start was kind of through a skate shop. It was through Solstice. Like I said, Deluxe. Like, I made skate videos and skate, you know, and I wanted to be in the Solstice video, you know what I mean? Because those dudes put a shop video together and it just built so much hype. And I wanted to be in the Solstice video. That was my goal. And I'd be filming all the time. And then I'd just keep showing him footage. And Jay would show it to, like, the reps or I don't even know who. But he would show it to them. And then that he would hook it up, like, in that. Oh, here's some support. Here's some support. Like, these brands are down to send you stuff. Like, and you know, I thought I was like that. I was like, it was through the shop because the shop has a connection. And then you support the shop, and in turn the shop supports you, and then you guys just see where, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's a rad concept.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's sick.
That's
Yeah, dude, I'm really looking forward to putting something out and, like, getting a lot of the homies that, like, they're super talented kids, and they haven't been, like, you know, picked up by any sponsors yet, and I want to get, like, them definitely exposed to, you know, to the homies, and see what we can do about getting some sponsors for them, you know, definitely.
And I think the way to do it is just to keep making skateboard videos because you put that out and that they have to learn how to develop a part and they have to, like, something that you need to learn if you're going to be a pro skateboarder is how to film a video part, you know what I mean? Like, and as you're developing and you're only going to get better and better and the more skate shop footage, like skate shop videos you put out, it's like you get to see these people progress and grow. You get to see their style and their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's
like the farm league, you know? So that's like,
yeah.
I imagine it's hard, but you got to find like motivated people that are stoked on skating, living healthy lives, you know. That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got to keep them focused, you know? Like, it's really easy to get, like, you know, discouraged as far as like having, you know, your expectations for yourself, and maybe, you know, it's a little bit harder than you thought it was going to be to meet those expectations.
Yeah.
You know, so really, like, as far as, like, I'm concerned, like, that's when, like, you know, I have the opportunity to step in and try to, like, you know, light a fire under them and, you know,
yeah,
get them to see, you know, see the goal in the end and, like, really, you know, put it down, you know, because as far as what I said before, you know, you get out of skateboarding what you put into it, you know, so, like, keeping young kids that have like that raw talent and that potential, and like just keeping them focused. You know, it's something that like, you know, some people need and some people really thrive on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the responsibility of having a skate shop and getting to know these people and care about them and have a community. And that's like the legwork, you know? That's what you gotta do. You gotta build up that community and keep it firing.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. And it's that much more enjoyable to like watch homies, you know, really put it down, you know, when you're like, dude, I was there the whole time. I was there when they filmed that, and you know, you get so stoked, like, you know what I mean? You like get like stoked by proxy, you know? It's like great, like I love that, man. You know?
Yeah, you feel like you're living through them, like damn.
Yeah, like vicariously living through the young homies or whatever, you know. But nah, they're like good kids, and they're super talented. And you know, keeping them focused is, you know, it's a fun thing to do, and I love to see like, you know, them doing what they love and like really getting back what they put in, you know, like.
Absolutely. If you're skating, just for, because you love skating, you love learning, you love growing, and you love like the feeling from it, it's like what you put in, you'll get back tenfold for sure. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
No, this leads me to the next question, which is, how do you deal with people wanting free shit? Because I know that was a problem with skate shops and the people around expecting, like, you know, especially when you sponsor people and stuff. I'm not saying that this is something you had to deal with personally, but have you had to? Like, do you, people ask for handouts and stuff like that? Like, because you're running a business at some point, so if enough hands are out and everyone thinks they want free stuff or deserve free stuff or deals, and then eventually it's like, okay, it's like I either give the stuff away and not make a profit. Like, how do you balance that out?
I mean, I feel like a big part about that is, like, how, like, a lot of the people that I deal with and the kids that I sponsor are, like, in my, like, not necessarily in my age group because they're, like, 5 or 6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm, like, older and detached from, like, being a skater. Like, I still go on all the trips with the homies and, like, throw it down with them and stuff like that. So we're, like, friends above anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, so oftentimes, honestly, like, they don't put me in the situation like I wouldn't want to be in. They kind of know me really well, so they kind of don't like come to me so much with their handout without, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's certain things like,
well, then that they have respect for you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's a two-way street. I respect them, and like I always want to do everything I can for them, but there's certain things that I do have to explain that we can't do, and you know, but as far as like keeping boards under their feet and, you know, and doing everything that's within my power that's not going to hurt the business, like, I'm more than willing to do that. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
For my homies and for the riders and stuff, like, plus, hell yeah. I mean, but at the same time, if it's something that I'm not comfortable with and, you know, I don't think is in the best interest of the business, like, I do have to, like, speak up and, you know, and they're always really respectful for that, you know, because we're all, like, in it together, you know? It's like a, it's a lifestyle, and it's a, like, a culture thing more than anything, you know?
Absolutely. It's like going to war with someone. That's why when we're out skating, when me, Billy, and Goonin, and Timmy Knuth are out skating, and we're trying to film for a video part, or just filming, it's like, and someone's having a hard time, and they're digging in on a trick, and they're really working for it. I'm just like, dude, you're in the trenches. You got to dig your way out.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, these are the trenches. It's like being in a war, because you... Like, I've wanted to battle tricks for so long, been so tired, and the dudes are just looking at me like, this is why we're here, like, just handle it. Like, you got, like, your homies on the side that are with you, and that can apply to just skating or to running a business or just having people that are with you on the struggle and but not wanting to stay in the struggle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, dude, man, that's, like, definitely a great, you know, metaphor for, like, how I see that kind of thing. I mean, we're all in it together, you know, we're all fighting the same battle, and that's a big reason why I love all my homies so much, you know. They tend to, like, not put me in a situation that I don't want to be in, so I don't really have to deal with, you know, having to be, like, that guy, like, a dickhead or whatever with my homies and stuff. Like, it's really cool, and just like you said, you know, we're all going into battle together, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you nailed it in the beginning when you said it's like, I go on the trips with them, I skate with them, I sweat with them. I feel like if you're a real skateboarder and you skate with people, they get to know you, know your characteristic, because, you know, to learn tricks and to land scary tricks, it shows who you are a bit, you know? It exposes you. Like, if you come to a park and there's 20 people and you're down to battle a trick and or you're not afraid to get in the mix, like it shows like character, you know? So
yeah, absolutely.
I think like if you come into skating, if you're a non-skateboarder and you come into skating, it's like really hard because it's like you never been to war. It's like we all know what it's like to go to war with skateboarding. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, but we all hung on to it. It's been in our lives and we love it and we hang on to it. I'm 32 and I don't fuck it. I'll skate till I can't walk. You know what I mean? So
yep. So being a skateboarder isn't necessarily riding a skateboard. It's not being able or it's not being able to not ride a skateboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, man, I don't know. I'm just stoked you came on the show, Charlie. This was fucking rad. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I really appreciate the opportunity, man. You know that, dude. You're the man, dude. I really appreciate it. And I listen to the podcast all the time, man. I'm hyped to hear it, dude.
Hell yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Real, recognize real, you know? If someone works hard and has similar qualities, I usually recognize them and I respect them for it. And, you know, as long as that person's, like, nice, and it's like, I met you, and I was like, this dude seems like a legit dude, and we've skated together and got to know each other. You carry all I need, which is, like, amazing to me. You were one of our first supporters, so that's pretty rad. And, I don't know, dude, anything I can help to do to help with the shop, you know, let me know, and if I can do it, you know I got you, for sure.
Word, man. I appreciate that, man. Good skating with you yesterday, too, man. Yeah. I wish my board would have lasted a little bit longer, but...
Yeah, I know. I showed up, and he's outside in the parking lot of Skater's Edge. Keep in mind, there's like two snow outside right now. And I'm like, what's going on, dude? Ready to shred? And he's just like, board's broken. I was like, oh, man, you're just going to stand outside? And then we were like laughing, and then I went in, and then... Fucking 20 minutes later, you're in skating. I'm like, how'd you pull this one off? And you just had a board in the trunk that was broken, but you're just making do. It's fucking awesome.
Dude, I broke that one in like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was so rough, man.
At least you got that extra 10 minutes, you know, or you got the extra time on the broken board, which is rad.
Yeah, man, every second counts, man. Absolutely, you know?
Make sure you dudes are ready for the New England and part do. Part deuce.
Dude, we're down, man. Absolutely.
If people want to check out your shop, what are the, you got a website, social media sites?
Yep, our Instagram handle is, Hive Skate Shop, our Facebook is The Hive Skate Shop, our website is HiveSkateShop.com, super easy to find us. I mean, we're downtown New London, southeastern Connecticut, 52 State Street. We're here, you know, 11 to 7, 7 days a week. Yeah, stop by whenever. I mean, we have the ramp open for people to shred and, you know, tons of rad shit. And, yeah, we're keeping it going out here, you know?
Hell yeah, Charlie. Hey, thanks so much for your time, man. I'm gonna take off, but thanks for being a guest, homie.
All right, brother, man. Good to see you, brother.
Peace.
Later.
Hang on, brothers and sisters. Liberation is near. It's almost time.
Hell yeah, say come on. To all my people where you at, put your fist up. We gon' twist up, say come on, come on. Experience the train of thought, hop aboard. Come on, experience rockin' with the reflection.